Good afternoon. I am very impressed with what God has already given you as a community. I am actually very jealous of what you have here. You don't find too many communities of so many young married couples coming together like this or anywhere in the world. You got me so excited, I think I'm going to go home and tell my wife that we should have some more babies. But you have to, her name will have to be changed to Sarah. It is wonderful to be here with such wonderful Christian, good Catholic people. God has blessed you in so many ways just to have what you have. But I want to encourage you, there is so much more. I love the word więcej. Whenever we read the Bible, always remember the word więcej. Because God has a wonderful way of opening up so many more signs and wonders and miracles to us. I want to talk a little bit today about strongholds of thought, the way we think that hold us back from the fullness of God. In the book of Acts it says this. You know Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power. And how he went around doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now today, we have a hard time believing just that scripture alone. Now I just had the opportunity to pray with this couple that have a very, very sick child. And most of us today, when we pray like that, we have hope that God will come and bless that child. But God wants us to move from hope into faith, believing that child will be well. Now, I do know that there is such a thing as redemptive suffering. And we need to offer up the sufferings that we have. But that doesn't mean God gives sickness. 2,000 years ago, all sickness came from the devil. But now we've changed our minds about that. We think God allows someone to get sick. The sin in the world and our lack of understanding of God allows sickness into the world. And I want to encourage you to be bold, to be able to pray and believe that God will change people's lives and heal the sick. That scripture goes on to say, God poured out his Holy Spirit on Jesus, or the Anointed One.
Jezus wylał Ducha Świętego.
Christ means anointed.
Także namaszczenie.
It's not the That's not the Holy Spirit in him, that's the Holy Spirit on him.
To nie tylko Duch Święty w nim, ale to Duch Święty, który jest potem na nim namaszczony.
We have the all of us have the Holy Spirit in us at baptism.
Każdy z nas otrzymuje wewnętrznie Ducha Świętego w czasie chrztu.
But when we're anointed of God, the Holy Spirit is on us.
Ale kiedy jesteśmy namaszczeni, to Duch Święty jest na nas.
So when the Holy Spirit is on us and we enter into a room,
kiedy Duch Święty spoczywa na nas i wchodzimy do tego pomieszczenia,
the atmosphere in that room should change.
I atmosfera w tym pomieszczeniu powinna się zmienić.
When we pray for this child in the hospital,
kiedy modlimy się o za to dziecko w szpitalu,
we can expect the atmosphere to change.
Mamy nadzieję, że ta atmosfera będzie tam się zmieni.
I'm praying, believing God is going to heal that child. I'm one that believes that we need to get our hopes up. Some people will say, oh, you shouldn't tell people that a child is going to be healed because maybe it won't be healed.
Czasami ludzie mogą do nas mówić, że nie powinniśmy mieć takiej nadziei, bo może Bóg jest za nami udział.
But if that's all we believe, we'll never see healing and grace.
Ale jeżeli pójdziemy za tym, to oczywiście nie zobaczymy łaski Pana Boga.
It says here that Christ, the anointed one, he was filled with the Holy Spirit and power.
Chrystus namaszczony mocą Ducha Świętego.
He says, for God was with him.
Ponieważ Bóg był z nim.
Many times in the scripture it says, God is with you. When Moses was told to go to see Pharaoh, he said, oh, I don't want to go see him, I'm afraid. And God said, I will be with you. When Joshua was asked to come into the promised land, he said, I'm not Moses, I can't do that. And God said, I am with you. When Gideon was hiding in the wine press, an angel came to him and said, oh, you mighty man of Valor, I am with you. And in Matthew 28, it says this. Matthew 28. He says, go preach the gospel. I am with you. Jesus was talking to all his disciples. He's saying that to you and me. When God gives us an impossible assignment, he's with us. See, it says, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and he went about all doing good.
And
healing all those that were under the power of the devil. For God was with him. So whenever we're afraid to pray for something, we got to know that God is in that assignment. We know the scriptures tell us that nothing is impossible to those who love God. So we have access through the Word of God to know that nothing is impossible. So we need to stop being impressed by the size of our problems and we need to be impressed by the size of our God. Many people come to me and tell me, oh, I'm going to do a new assignment, I'm going to lead the music and I know the devil's going to be after me.
Ktoś może powiedzieć, że no, prowadzi śpiew, ale szatan będzie
Or I'm going to have to do intercessory prayer, and if I do that, I know the devil's going to try and get me. We have more faith in what the devil can do than what God can do. We need to know that if we're a private in the army or a general in the army, who gets more protected? The general stands back and has everyone guarding him so he doesn't get hurt. When we go to serve the Lord, we have angels around us to protect us. Don't be afraid to serve the Lord. Don't be afraid to pray for miracles. We have the majority of the angels on our side. So, it says in the scriptures, all authority has been given to me. If all the authority was given to Jesus, how much authority does the devil have? The devil has no authority. So how does he get authority in the world? Because Jesus entrusted us with authority. Satan will come to us and talk to us and talk to us until we come into an agreement with him. He'll tell you, oh, if you do intercessory prayer, you're going to get in trouble. I'm going to get you. If you stop praying for miracles, everything bad's going to happen to you. So don't do that. And after a while, we give our authority over to him. We agree with him. And I'm saying now, we need to change our thinking. We got to stop believing what God says to us in the Word, and not what the devil's whispering in our ears. You know, if you climb a mountain, a very high mountain, way up high, you get by what they call the snake line. Because in real high elevations, no snakes live up there. And the scripture says, we are seated in heavenly places. There's no snakes up there. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. We have a big God. In the psalm that was read at Mass today, it says God is a big God. We need to believe more what the Word of God says than what our minds are thinking. When we get up in the morning and we get these discouraging thoughts, our things are always going bad. That's a stronghold of the enemy. We're not just positive thinking, we need to have thinking from the scriptures. The scripture tells us, take every thought captive. Pulling down the strongholds of our mind. When you wake up in the morning and Satan tells you all these negative things about your life, just start reciting the victories that you have in your life back to the devil.
I wszystko, co
And just go about expecting good in your life instead of evil. We need to come into agreement with the Bible. There's a scripture that says, He heals all our diseases, He forgives all our sins. Do you have any thoughts that are contradicting to that? Do you really believe He heals all our diseases? He forgives all of our sins? No matter how bad you are? The devil will tell you, oh no, he doesn't really forgive you. We need to pull down those strongholds. We need to think like scriptures said, tell us the thing. See, the devil cannot read your mind. But he can recognize patterns of thoughts in your mind. So we want to resist the devil in thinking positive and believing the Word of God. And we want to spend as much time around good Christian people as we can. It says in the book of Joshua that Joshua and his elders all were men of faith for years to go. For years they were men of faith, both Joshua and the elders that followed
him.
Because they have seen the deeds of the Lord. Because they saw the enemy chased out by God, they had faith that God could do that. Because they saw the walls of Jericho fall down before them, they had faith in their big God. If we want to live a life of miracles and a life that's filled with truth, we need to have faith and be around people of faith. When we spend more time around faith-filled people, we become faith-filled people. We need to be men and women of prayer. We need to be able to look around this room and realize what a miracle God has done in this community. Every baby here is a miracle. Every pregnant woman that came up is a miracle. If God can create life from a little seed, can He heal our bodies now that may be sick or crippled? I've prayed with people all over the world. I've seen thousands of miracles. And every time I see one, I believe in more. Something good is going to happen next time. When I pray with people, I always ask this one question. Do you want a miracle? Then I'll pray with you. If you don't want a miracle, I don't want to pray with you. Some people want to come up and get blessed. I don't want to bless people. I want a miracle. Because when I see you have a miracle, I get excited that I'm going to have more miracles in my life too. We don't just seek miracles.
Ale oczywiście nie szukamy Jezusa, który...
We seek Jesus that gives us miracles.
Natomiast szukamy Jezusa, który daje nam.
But that's the proof that Jesus is in our life, our midst, that miracles are going to happen.
I to jest ta prawda, że Jezus jest wśród nas, to cuda będą się działy.
So if anyone would like a miracle,
jeżeli chcecie mieć cud,
I'd be happy to pray with you.
Będę szczęśliwy, kiedy przyjdę się do Was, albo mam przyznanie.
Thank you, you're wonderful people.
Dziękuję za wspaniałe.
Dziękuję.